Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I think I'm Julia Cannon, and this is Tracy Mahan. And I was going to come on with my hair like this because it's cotton weird back here. Anyway, and our moderator, our wonderful, what do you want to call it, Princess in the Sky moderator, Tiffany, is here. So,
That's right.
<woo.
Oh, and she sounds so pretty. I
laughs>
feel like if today of all days, could you sprinkle some fairy dust on us and get this thing going? Make it happen. I like that. We're doing it.
Yep. Hello, everybody. Shine your light.
That's what we need. We really do need the light to be shining. Tiffany, I'm not going to be able to help you, so I hope you do have that up because it's not working on my end. I'll just say that for the everyone that is posting and sharing your stuff, Tiffany's going to be watching that. So if you have questions for us, by all means, please put Tiffany Buttercup, all in capitals, on your comment or on your question, and then she'll know it's a question, and she'll go to that and ask us the question. And we get to as many of them as we can. We do our best. What do you want them to do, Julia?
I want you to tell us where you're from. That lights up your light. You're already shining. Just tell us where you're shining from. And that lights up the grid. And that's huge. Big, major hugeness.
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 We are probably in the, what do you call it, the extended weekend holiday, turkey dinner crash for a little bit.
Right. Little, what are you trying to say, Tracy? What are
I
we?
forgot. Yeah.
Yep.
I have to admit, I forgot it was Friday. Like I was just flitting around, you know. I shouldn't have forgot it was Friday because I was doing Black Friday shopping, right? And getting all the, hey, what do you guys want for Christmas? Getting everybody to pitch in their ideas and get that going. And then I finally kind of got done with that. And you know, once your head's spinning because you've done so much of it, and I went and sat down with a little
And you're like,
snack.
oh, I can relax now.
Relaxed. And then Josh came in and I said, oh, do you got to go to work? And he goes, yeah. I said, doesn't that feel like Sunday? He goes, nope, it feels like Friday. And I'm like, hey, I've got a show. So thank goodness he was in the real moment. He was in the now. He brought me back right
Pull you back in.
then.
Yes.
I made it.
Yay.
Yay. Yeah, it was good. It was a good family gathering on my end. Lots of relatives, and so that was a lot of fun. And then we got, I say we, I don't want to even pretend that I helped. The grandkids all got mom and dad set up with their Christmas tree and decorations and all.
Wow.
We were sitting there, and it was such a neat little, it was kind of a fun thing to watch them do it and get that all done for them, so they didn't have to try to figure out when they were going to do it. So it was nice.
Wow, very organized and coordinated, man.
We've got some really organized. I have nieces and nephews that one's a nurse, one's a teacher. You know, it's like they're organized. They've got these careers that require them to be on top of it. So they were.
I don't have time for this stuff. Let's get it done now. Right now, we're all here. Do it.
Right. All good.
Very
How
cool.
about you guys? How about you? Well, we'll get to Tiffany in a second. How was your Thanksgiving?
Was nice. I went to my brother and his wife's, my brother and sister-in-law. It was nice and quiet. It was just fun. Just nice, quiet dinner.
Did you also have too much food?
Yes, I did.
Like I didn't even get to try everything that everybody made brought because I was like, I just can't. That's too much.
It was a lot. It's a lot of food. I don't, yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess that's the whole point of it is feasting.
Right.
So eat tons of food.
Eat tons of food, have leftovers, do it for a week, get tired of it, get over it quick. Yeah. Tiffany, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. Lots of people. Speaking a language I don't speak, so just hanging out. But it was good. Now I'm back home cuddling with the baby bears. So,
Oh, I like that.
did we have her elaborate? You want to elaborate on why you were with people that speak a language you don't speak?
Just let it hang there. Like, okay.
You know, it will come up as a question.
Why? Yeah. Okay.
Just 'cause.
I like it. It's short and sweet.
She likes to go to exotic places for her holidays.
Yes. No, just people speaking another language. So I don't speak the language, and I was sitting there.
It comes down to is Tiffany's father is not from this country.
Not
And
from this planet. Is that what you're about to say?
oh, yeah,
Oh, yeah. We're
that
going to go there. There's only one way to explain you, Tiffany, and that's it.
Yeah, so that's where, yeah, she went to see him and his now family, and they are also from this other country. So, yeah.
So,
Tiffany speaks more of that language than I ever knew.
here's the thing, Tiffany. You just sit there and you make up words. You just pretend you know what they're saying. And
Actually, that happens.
yeah.
That I, because we went on a trip when she was two, we went on a trip to meet his family. And we met them in Turkey. So here we're in another country that also speaks another language. But the whole family, you know, and they, many of them, only like two of them spoke English. The rest did not. And so here I am, and I'm relying on my husband to translate everything for me. But he would do it at the end of the day because he was involved in all the conversations. And so at the end of the day, he would kind of bring me up to speed as to what happened that day. So I'm kind of, you're completely bombarded with words. I mean, it just sounds, you can't make anything, but the brain is so funny because it's really trying to understand. It really, really, really wants to make words out of this sound. And so my mind, my, I don't know if it's a conscious mind or whatever, but I'm like, I'm just there, you know, trying to be part of it. I'm just doing a lot of this and I'll figure it out later, trying to, you know, anything. And this, it's probably my conscious mind just jumps in. It's like, it just says, just go, blah, 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 blah. They'll understand because that's what it sounded like to them. Blah, blah, blah. Just do it. No, we can't do that.
Okay, since we're all confessing, I may or may not have brought up my Google Translator and tried speaking light language into it to see what would happen.
Oh,
It gets
cool.
funny, you guys. You should try it. But speaking of light language, why you guys are all in there putting all their locations and questions, I'll tell this. I had a really cool thing happen the other day. I do the Daniel channels where I take people on journeys through the channeling, right? And one of the things in the last one that was said is that, you know, everyone is starting to pick up on their light languages more and more and more. You're going to see a lot of it. And what's happening is that this language knows the codes to heal the body. And when it's spoken over yourselves, then it's going to be healing the body. And it comes from this very beautiful soul. It's a soul language. It's like your voice is your signature. So is this light language, right? So, anyways, there were some more things said, and one of the people that was in the group sent me this thing later, and it was on speaking in tongues, which, in my opinion, is the same thing. You're pulling this in from somewhere else. And they
Right.
did a study on this where they were studying the brain, and when that person would go into speaking in their language, it would activate a part of the brain that should not be activating the voice. Like you should not be talking when you're in that part of the brain. And
Okay.
so the fact that there's words coming out means that it's coming from somewhere else, not from you. And it was this whole little clip on that. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is so confirming for all the stuff that was coming through for that.
Yeah.
But how fun is that, you guys? So let's play with our light languages and get out there and start speaking them. And for those of you who don't know how to speak them, I'd like to say,
It'll start happening.
there it is. Yeah. I was like, here's my 5 second lesson on speaking light language. Just start goo ga ga ba ba ga, make noise, and then it's going to start forming. And even if that's all you do, if that's your intention, it's going to start creating some really fun frequencies in the body, and it's going to lift your energy and your vibration. It's going to heal the body. Yeah, it's really cool. And it was really cool to get confirmation that it was doing something with the energy of the body too. I think that was also in there. So I'm very excited about getting some actual scientific proof or backing to some of these things that we're doing that we're like, is that really doing something? I know I feel it a little different when it does that, da da da, but here we are. The brain, a different part of the brain gets activated. Very cool. Anyway.
Very cool.
Yeah. What else we got? I think our energy update is kind of in the same place. We just shifted into Mercury in retrograde. If you guys aren't familiar with that, and just be careful with your communication and revisit. You're going to revisit, relook at, reminisce, all the re's, and it can play with
That's
electronics.
it. I hadn't thought of reminiscing. I've been doing a lot of reminiscing, and it's like, why am I doing this?
I know. I started reaching out to people like, oh, I haven't talked to that person in a while, and went and said a hello, and then I'm like, oh, Mercury. Oh, got me. I did it. I fell for it. But yeah, that's one of the things. You'll feel some of that nostalgia. You'll pull some people in you haven't talked to for a while, or they may reach out to you and that kind of stuff. But yeah, and you might feel like you're in rewind, but you're not really. You're finalizing something. And then you'll be going forward. And I think that goes, what is it, to December 15th or something? Anyways, it's basically a month and it just started. So, if you're in traffic and people are cutting you off and doing all the things, just
That
take it.
happened to me yesterday. Somebody cut me off. I hadn't had that happen in forever.
That's the kind of stuff,
And
because people are getting a little edgy because, they're dropping things. That's also something I was watching that happened to Josh yesterday. He just kept trying to get things ready for the dinner, Thanksgiving dinner, and he was like rushing. I said, slow down, please just slow down, because you're going to find you have way more time when you slow down than when you get in that rush mode. And sure enough, you'd go to put something in and it would hit wrong and bang and something would fall. And I'm just like, this is Mercury in retrograde kind of energy. We can get kind of caught up in it, get frustrated. So best thing to do is just go step outside for a minute or something and cool off and or breathe. Yeah, just step away from whatever you're doing that's frustrating you. That'll be the best. So yeah. Anyway. So that's the energy updates, just mostly that Mercury's in retrograde, but otherwise there's some good things happening. We're all getting up in the head and thinking more and creative, and it'd be really cool.
Very cool. Good
All
deal.
right.
You were talking about people asking questions. I had someone ask from last week's show. It was like, Tiffany, this is a question for you. Tiffany, how can I ask questions before the show? Because it comes on at 4 a.m. in my country.
Oh.
So that's a good one. I'm not sure how we need to, unless they just put them, I don't know, because sometimes if you ask questions in from the shows or in the shows, then or somehow get them to us, then a lot of times
Yeah.
we'll talk about them. It's yeah, I'm not sure how we
That is a tricky one. We'll think about that because I get it. Like I do that on my YouTube. I'll ask people to put the questions in the comments and the videos preceding the live one that we do, because it's just too hard to pull them live and get them. So let's get the questions ahead of time and we'll answer them on the live show. So
Yeah.
I do
So
see
where do we want
audio.
them to
Yeah, for me, I have them put them on my YouTube page, but we don't have anywhere that we're going to. Like, there's several places that this gets posted. There's no way to keep track of all of that. So we'll think about this because that is a great question, and we're just going to put it to the universe. Give us the best answer so that we can get to the questions. Because I understand that's you're not going to wake up at 4 a.m. to ask your question, but your question might
I mean,
help
that's probably when the question came, was at 4 a.m., but Oh, and they did call you Goddess Tiffany. So,
Oh, very important. That puts them up a notch. Might have to be at the top of the question list. All right. So, should we find out where everybody's from?
Speaking of Tiffany, can you?
Of course. We have, her name is Judy. I think she's from Australia. She was our first person to comment, so early bird gets the worm.
Love
We have Florida, we have Oregon,
Oh.
Spain, North Carolina, Minnesota, Michigan, Texas, Austria.
Austria, okay.
We have, oh, sorry, I got distracted. Missouri, Texas. We have a few
Rural.
Texas in here.
Another Texas.
We have Canada, California, Washington, Boston, some more Australia, another Missouri, Canada, Florida, Washington. Let's see.
Got quite a few Washingtons popping up there. Woo, Washington. Yeah.
Tennessee. And even
House.
if they're just repeating themselves, guess what? You're getting called out several times.
They just be the same person over and over.
Exactly. Colorado. We haven't had that one yet. New York.
All right. Love it.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you, everybody, for being here and shining your light. That is so cool.
So a couple weeks ago, I was in Seaside, Oregon for the show, and somebody from Seaside popped in, right?
Right.
And you read off Seaside, Oregon, and we're all like, woo! I actually got to meet her,
Oh.
and it turned out that she didn't realize I was actually in Seaside doing the show. So it was actually just coincidence. I thought that, what in the heck?
Funny.
Really? I said, really? I thought you just popped in
Because we
because
told
you
her to go
saw that
find
I
you.
was in Seaside. Yeah, like
Yeah.
you were
To go,
gonna
yeah.
go out on the beach and wave. And she's like, she goes, oh no, I didn't realize you were in Seaside. And I'm like, that anyways, that was kind of cool to me that the synchronicity of
Even
that was really powerful. It was fun.
very cool. Such a
Yeah.
small world.
Such a small world. Indeed. Indeed. And always getting to meet all of you guys, and you're so great. And I think all three of us, Tiffany, Julia, and I, can agree that we never really meet a stranger. You know,
No. Mm-mm.
you guys, when we all meet, it's just like, hey, family. So yeah, that's a beautiful thing. So very nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we ready for questions, or is there anything else
No,
before we get started? Nothing?
I think we're good. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. Wait.
Well,
I gotta summon you the right way. That's not nice to just call and say, okay, Tiffany, what's our question? So, beautiful, periwinkle, pretty Tiffany up on high, would you please see if there's a question that we could answer for you?
what's the
Or for
periwinkle
the
about?
what?
The periwinkle, what's that about?
This is whatever pops in, comes out. You guys are, victims of whatever. And I'm in my turkey brain, so
Okay, we're good. Going to use that as long as you
if you're
can.
lucky, I just didn't go and all right, Tiffany, take
Put
over.
that in Google Translate.
I think we should. I mean, I really, I got the phone right here, and the temptation is huge. Okay.
So, leftover from last week, did you want to start with that question?
Oh, that's right. That was a good question.
Oh, do you remember it? Go
No,
ahead.
I don't, but I remember it was a good question and one that we could not answer right
So I'm pretty sure it's this question. I'm
Okay.
trying to confirm now.
I probably
Why
know.
are trinities present in almost every mythology?
That was the question. Yeah,
Yeah.
that was it.
Question. Yeah.
And I think we saw it's like if you think about, a triangle, I mean, trinities indicate three posts and it's like a triangle. And that's a very solid base, and they're always equal. Not always, triangles aren't always equal, but when you have threes, you said the sides are equal. It comes down to that base, is what I think it is. It makes a really good foundation. It's a supporting structure. And then also threes indicate, like nines are completions. Threes are probably a third of the completion. I mean, threes are, they all, the three means something like that. The threes and multiples of threes. That's off the top of my head.
I make a play in my background of being Catholic, where we'd go into the church and we'd do the sign of the cross, the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. So as I'm sitting here thinking about that, you got source, you've got humanity, and you've got all these helpers in between, right? Which, angels, guides, star seed, benevolent beings. So maybe that's part of that Trinity. In the religious aspect, we've got source, we've got our support system, we've got us. But yeah, I mean, it's scientifically the 369 is like the simplicity of all creation. But I don't understand it or know how that works. Maybe it's a makeup
Yeah,
of.
something powerful about the number three.
Yeah. Yeah, there's it's a code. It's a code that is in all codes, from what I understand. So everything can be created from this 369 type thing. So yeah. So it is interesting, though. You do see it in that Trinity, or so yeah. What are you guys' thoughts? I think that would be fun to have you guys posted in the chat, and we'll check in again to see what if anyone's got something for us to read on here. That would be good for all of us. I think that's a great subject.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. All right. Miss Lovely and wonderful and most magnificent on high, Tiffany.
Is that a question? I mean, I feel like you need to be more absolute if you'd like Goddess on High to come down.
It did kind of seem questionable. I'm very certain I would like you to come into our presence with a beautiful question from our amazing audience.
Since you've asked beautifully, I would love to share a question. Is there divine timing for all major events in life or just a couple?
Well, see, you use the word major events in life, or the phrase there, and that is telling you the answer right there. Major events in life are ones that were in there that have to happen.
Yeah.
So.
So divine timing, I think yes. And I want to say divine timing for even some
Everything.
insignificant things in life. It doesn't have to be major, but energy, it's all about the energy, right? And the energetic match to it. So it would have to be divine timing. So like if you're waiting for that partner to come in, you probably have set up divine timing for that so that you meet at just the right time. How many stories have you heard where couples are living almost parallel lives, like, oh, I used to go to that store. I used to go to that, and their
And
childhoods,
your paths never crossed or
yeah, they
something.
would just miss each other. And then one day they come together and yet they find out they only live 2 blocks away, and they never ran into each other. And I hear those stories a lot. And especially in the office, there's a lot of those kind of stories where they're like, with the love of their life, and find out that their whole lives they've been doing the similar things in different spots, or they would go to the same kind of places just at different times. And so I think divine timing is very important. I think that there is sometimes there's things we have to do before we meet another person, or we have to achieve certain things before promotions can happen and that kind of thing. I think it's an energetic thing, get to that energetic match.
It's not like time as far as this many months or this many days. time is in the way that when you are ready, and when you both are ready, or when you and the event is ready, whatever it's when the two match, then it will happen. So it's that kind of timing. And it took other things to get you there, but you will get there. I mean, if they are things that are on your blueprint to accomplish, it will be done. It will happen.
And I also think, like, if you're there, I think there's things that are kind of a little scheduled. Like, if how many times have you seen this where somebody will lose a loved one, and then all of a sudden this other person shows up in their life right at that time, and they kind of help them through that? Or, I've been that person a few times where I come into somebody's life right about the time somebody's exiting, and just end up being there as a support system for them. I do think that we have some of that going on too, where we'll have an orchestrated, okay, at this point in your linear timeline, you're going to need this person to come in and bring some balance for you, or something, some lessons or whatever.
Yeah, and seeing this again, it's not so much about time, it's about events. And that's how it all works. It's like, okay, so when these events happen, I'll come in for support. I'll come in to help you out. So it's not like at this day, at this time, it's when these events happen. We don't know necessarily the events have other things that are pushing them to certain points. Yeah, because nothing is, I don't know how concrete time, see, because it doesn't exist on this. I mean, we made it up. So
It's for our experience that we have time. So, I guess that's kind of where we're at, is that it can still, that's kind of still leaving it a little bit of a mystery, but I do think that we do have divine timing for things, and that, and there's a lot that plays into that. I mean,
Yeah, it
think
does, and I
about
think
two people meeting at a coffee shop randomly, how much orchestration had to happen for that to actually line
exactly.
up, there. So definitely there's
And
some.
oh, a chance meeting. Huh.
Exactly. But if you didn't listen to your intuition to go get that cup of coffee that day, then you'd be on a different timeline, and then
Yeah.
it would have to line up again differently.
Get that cup of coffee, stop and help that person on the way, open the door for them, and then do this for this or whatever happened here, something that delayed you, whatever, so that you hit there at exactly the right time. Exactly the right point that the other person was there.
The puppet master angels on the other end going, okay, they're going to be 5 minutes early and gone before I open that down. Okay.
No,
My.
it's beautifully orchestrated. We do have help, lots of help.
I think so. Yeah. Lots and lots of help. All right. That was good. How about, anything else? Did anybody comment on the Trinity thing yet?
Yes, but first, I'd like to now ask you to answer that question again in light language. Thank you.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, okay.
Okay, divine timing. I'm going to actually do this. I'm not just
This is
sitting
great. I'm
silly
gonna
about
have a drink and be entertained.
it. Great. Okay. Okay, so they're showing me even the universe is, the whole universe has to be in alignment for this. It's bigger than we even think it is. But there's your light language version of divine timing. Like, this is a beautifully orchestrated thing that goes beyond even this earth.
Very cool. I got my whole body was buzzing. So
That
got the
vibe of
truth.
the light language, yeah.
The truth. Truth bumps. What was the word? Yeah, truth bumps all over.
Yeah, hopefully you guys all joined in with me on that with your light languages. Ba 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 ba, remember? Yes. When you first do it, it feels weird. It really does. It can feel weird, but oh my gosh, it can also be so.
My one and only time of doing it was very weird.
Then I think you glared at me.
I did because I was because you kept pushing, and I'm like, I don't want to do it. It's
You
like all those
can
things,
do it.
like stop, you know. And it's like it's trying to come through, and then when it did, and it's like I'm trying to push it back. It's just coming through, but then there was so much emotion with it. It's like what you just did. My body was just feeling it and stuff, and then there was emotion. I think I started crying. Everything. It was so much. It was like stuff just pushing through,
Yeah.
and yeah. But it was like. Yeah, the glare came from the conscious mind, like, why did you making me do things?
Exactly. Yeah. And you're welcome. I am kind of known for that as the pusher, but
She's
that's
the Fisher.
your job. I'm supposed to help activate and get you over whatever blocks you got going on. So, yeah, I enjoy it.
No, I know you enjoy it.
Since
Yes.
we are talking about light language, and they're not going to leave me alone until I say it now, there is a 2-minute version of this. It probably isn't even that long. When I do this in classes or workshops, they always have me tell people, pull the energy in through the sacral chakra. That's the chakra right by the belly button. Pull the energy in through there and bring it up, and then bring it out through the throat chakra. Why do you pull it through there? I'm not quite sure, other than this space, when you do it, you're going to understand it. It just feels like empowering to bring it in
Well, I was
through
going to say that's, well, I mean, the
the
one
chakra,
higher is the power
the power
chakra,
chakra.
but it's all in that area. So that is your power zone.
Yeah. I think it's what they're showing me is like they call that the soft underbelly, like on a fish or something. That's the vulnerable spot, the belly on a puppy or a kitty or whatever. Those are the soft spots.
All animals.
That's our vulnerable spot. We bring it in there and it just empowers. So that's what they're showing me at the moment. But yeah, anyways, so
Well,
thank you
okay, team,
for the light bridge
that
question.
makes sense, and that's why I was glaring at you, is because you feel that's how I felt, was so vulnerable.
Vulnerable.
It was so like everything is out there. It's like, oh, like why did you do that? Why did you make me do that? So that is the feeling. You feel very, very vulnerable.
Yeah, it can. When I first started doing that, it was when I was doing a lot of Reiki sessions for people, and I would be doing Reiki, and then I'd feel that want to come through, and I'm like, I didn't do it that way. I got somebody on the table. I don't want them to jump up and run away, So I resisted for quite a while. I resisted, and then finally, one of my friends, I was talking to her about it. She goes, I want to get on the table and don't hold back. And she'd have me do it. And even then, it was really hard to bring it through. Just, I mean, it was there. I just was in such hesitation to bring it through and be vulnerable like that. And now it's just like, what? Oh, okay. I'll pull that in. Perfect. Okay. Anything on the Trinity? Miss beloved, beautiful, up high, Tiffany.
Lots. So I'm going to go backwards.
Great.
I'm going to start from earliest to later. So give me a second. Maybe
Okay,
play
so
music for me.
I'm going to answer the question because I did manage to get this up, and somebody asked if light language is like what the Christians called speaking in tongues. So you got here late because, yeah, we already referenced that. So go watch the beginning of this because there's a whole piece on that and it's kind of in. Okay, go ahead, Tiffany. Sorry.
Triangle represents divine God. Let's see. Oh gosh, sorry. Balance of all three, mind, body, and spirit. Three stands for basic energy of everything creation stands for. 369, 9 as God frequency, 6 as heart frequency, and 3 body physical frequency.
There we go. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, here's another. The number 3 represents the unity of the mind, body, and spirit. Triangle I came across the other day. The key word is triangulation. In order to move beyond duality, we must complete it. This is done by creating a third point. The third point changes duality's form into a triangle, and the triangle opens the doorway.
Ooh.
3 is what everything is based on, positive, negative, and neutral.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of energy and frequency
Yeah.
and
That's
vibration.
great. That's really, those are really, really good.
Very good. See, we knew we wanted to come back to that and get more.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are so amazing at helping us with that. Thank you. Thank you for jumping in and sharing and researching. I'm sure that there's been some Googling going on, right? So that's really powerful. Love it. Okay, so what else do we got for questions? Oh, Miss Wonderful Tiffany above. Didn't
That's beautiful. I'll accept it. I'll accept it. I met someone that, this is from Christy. I met someone that said she guarded a portal from other worlds. Is this a quote unquote thing? And if so, are there a lot of portals and do they need to be guarded?
Yes and
Through the
yes.
portal from other worlds. I just had a client that did that. Yeah.
Are portals. I mean, that's how beings move from one place to another. That's one of the ways they just zip zip, they can get right, they go through a portal and they can get right there. I mean, we do that with energy too, but that's how they can physically go. That's how the ETs travel, through portals. And it just shortcuts them there. So, and then yeah, there are portals all over the place. And because the frequencies in these, because you're going to another place, you have to be of the same frequency. You have to be able to travel through them. And if you're not, like if you're a human that's not used to this frequency, you would actually be disassembled if you went through that, if you got close to that energy. So that's why they have to have guards, guardians, or of these portals to make sure that beings that are not correct in the energy type will not go in there.
They're also showing me something else that makes a lot of sense to me as I'm thinking about it. These guardians are there in place because even if we were a high vibrational being, if we're not the same vibration as this portal that we're going into, these other groups, these other beings, they're all of that like-minded frequency where, one can affect the other, like it can have a ripple effect on the entire population. So if you have a disruption in that frequency, somebody going through that portal that shouldn't be there, it could disrupt the frequency and it would affect the entire population.
Oh.
Kind of like we have that collective mind, right? Like we have our 100th monkey or whatever. We all share certain frequencies but in we're working towards that is oneness or whatever. That's what they're showing me is that these are frequencies that are all connected. It connects the entire population of that collective. And if something gets in there that shouldn't be in there, it could literally be a virus in a computer kind of scenario.
Oh, interesting.
So that's why the guardians are there. Another reason why they're there. Just kind of what you're saying too. Like if a human was trying to get into one of these other dimensions and the
Yeah,
frequencies
you're
aren't
not
right,
ready.
it could not just hurt the one trying to get in there, but it can hurt all the ones on the other side of it as well. So that's yeah.
Yeah, you just it's not allowed. So it's got to be guarded.
Yeah. I call those gatekeepers, by the way. They're the gatekeepers. But yeah, I had somebody in this session the other day have a dream like that while she woke up where she was standing at this gateway or portal and she knew that she was protecting it and that she was the one in charge of that gateway. So it's interesting to hear, you know, for those of you who are practitioners, you might get clients like that, and it's interesting.
Well, so what did she do as a gatekeeper? I mean, she's guarding it. So what was her, I mean, you know,
So
stand there and use
she didn't actually go into it in her session. It was a she woke
a
up and thought
dream.
that,
Okay.
and she shared it with me in the session and in the
Got
interviews.
it.
I didn't actually get to ask questions.
Okay. Okay. But that's
But
like, I mean, because, well, to beings like that, the time element, you know, because I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you're just there. What are you doing? Twiddling your thumbs, crocheting, I don't know, listening to music. What are you doing? But this is a different kind of being, and they, yeah, time is irrelevant. So.
I wonder if it's like, did you watch the Thor movies? I forgot his name. I mean, he did the one with the, but he opened the portal to with the rainbow beam that would transport them to other places. And yeah, he just stood there and he protected it, and he was the one that had the key that would allow people to come in and to allow them to leave.
That's right. Wonder where they get these ideas.
The Marvel movies will tell us so much.
They're trying to tell us, guys. They
They
really are.
are. Yeah. They're putting it right there. Yeah. I
Yeah.
think it's fun.
Very cool. Okay.
There was a follow-up to that. Do you know how one is chosen to be a gatekeeper slash portal keeper?
No, we, you know, as beings, we are everywhere. We are all over the place, and we do all kinds of things. So it's not necessarily selected. It's like we have experiences to, you know, we have different experiences. So it could have been a choosing. It could have been, you know, I think I'd like to be one of those, you know, in one of my times or something. Or, you know, it probably is a something that's like certain amount of, I don't know if there's training. I don't know. But I think there that's trying to go to the Marvel again. You know, it's like, oh, this was selected. But they're all over the place, so they need beings to guard them.
Yeah.
So that could be something that's one of your other duties. It could be something you're doing when you're asleep. Like that's why it was her dream.
Right? Yeah. Well, and you know, we're more than just this. We, our souls, you know, you do the drawing. Our souls are just like one little speck of this huge energy. And so just another aspect of you could be that guardian. And it's happening parallel to this life. It's
Absolutely.
We have many lives we're living parallel to these lives we're in right now. So as we evolve and wrap our minds around that, it gets really interesting. It's infinite, you guys.
We're all doing so many things.
Yeah. It makes more and more sense to me why we had to forget everything to be here and, you know, and work our way back to that, because if we remembered all of that, we would not be able to get the experience we wanted to get here.
Not at all.
No
Yeah, we
way.
couldn't focus. We had to have the, yeah, go through the trials and all the limitations and the all of the perceived things that we go through here. And to get to the point to realize that we're not limited at all. We have everything at our disposal. You know, we're great and powerful beings. And but we that took all of that, took all the stuff we've been through to get us here, to get us to the point of remembering.
Absolutely. All right.
Well, when you said that, I just felt overwhelmed. So, like you said, the reason you forget, because I would have been overwhelmed if you told me
Oh,
that I had all
totally
these other
overwhelmed.
things. And I'm
I
like,
mean,
I'm already overwhelmed in my human life. I don't need to be overwhelmed.
yeah, exactly. Good
Well
point. Because
said.
see, you couldn't focus, and we had to believe this whole thing. We couldn't do, and that wouldn't happen if we knew all these, this other part. You know, we had to fully believe this illusion to
Yeah.
get through it and understand and develop ourselves in the way that we want to go. You know, whatever it is we came here to learn. And but the big thing was we had to believe that we were nothing.
Yeah. It's all part of the experience, and I'm sure we're going to go back and we'll go, wow, that was cool. I didn't remember any of this other stuff. I had to do this all without knowing, blah, blah, blah. We didn't. Sure. I'm sure we're hanging out in whatever collective high vibrational space bar, you know, gathering or whatever, sitting around drinking our space juice and talking all about it, because it's probably a pretty cool experience when we get back and go, oh,
Oh, yeah.
yeah. So
Clink, clink, our glasses are
was like,
clinking.
oh. All I got today is a big mug, but I'm ready. All right. What else do
Very
we
cool. If we could, before we get to a question, just
have?
real quick, if we can talk about, because I know we don't have a lot of time left. We got some major things happening on the QHHT front. So if you've ever wanted to be a practitioner, if this is something that's ever interested you, to help other people to get their answers, like what we're talking about, that's where this comes from. It comes from sessions that are done with the technique that my mother, Dolores Cannon, created. And from that, things happen. It's like you are developing yourself. This is what we're remembering because we've had sessions. People have given sessions and things. So this is beautiful, beautiful QHHT technique that mom created. And we've got our Black Fridays. Talking about Black Fridays, we have our Black Friday sale going on right now. And so these are like the best prices you'll ever see for level one and level two. We also have our retreat to ice. We're not, that's not ours. Retreat to Asheville. Like, see, maybe someday the retreat will be in Iceland. We have our trip to Iceland that we're doing, and you are welcome to that. But as far as our Black Friday, the QHHT retreat for all like-minded beings, you do not have to be a practitioner. Will be in Ashland, Asheville. I can't talk all of a sudden.
Asheville, North
Asheville,
Carolina.
North Carolina, next May. And that's also, we've reduced the price on the site for that as well. So all of these are Black Friday prices. So if this is something you would like to do, now is the time to do it. So if you've been
Absolutely.
thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go to the
So, okay.
website, get hooked up, be a practitioner,
Yeah.
find a practitioner, go to the retreat. And then when you're done doing that, go to my website, tracymahan.com, and go to Iceland Cruise Retreat for next June 2025.
Yes.
We're almost in 2025. I've said it so many times, I actually thought we were in it for a while.
Yes.
I had to bring myself back to 2024. But we are doing an Iceland 10-day cruise. Julia, Trina, myself, go check it out. It's on
And
my website.
Tiffany.
And Tiffany.
Yep.
That's right. Sorry, Tiffany. I need to put you in the center of attention.
It's okay. I'll just be in the back with my arms crossed.
No, I forgot that the new
Listening to people
that
speaking a
you're
language.
teaching. Yeah, you'll be speaking your language in the back.
No. Listening to people speaking a language that I don't understand. I'm just kidding.
You're good at
I know. I've been practicing for years.
Very cool. Okay, so we can probably do one more question.
Oh, well, so the question I picked out is a very multi-question question. So let's see
Okay.
how far you guys can get, and then we can always pop back.
Perfect.
This is from Carolina. I'm curious about both your experiences connecting to subconscious on a day-to-day basis. How did this journey start for you, and what was the progression like over time? Then there's some more questions, but I'll let you start there.
Okay. Mine, I was just alluding to it, was from doing sessions. It's really how it started. I was mom's guinea pig. I was a guinea pig for her as she was developing her technique, and she was in this world of metaphysics and just kind of roaming out there and just like, what is she doing? And she anything she'd come, oh, I learned I can do this today. I wonder what else I can do. You want to try this with me? I am that person. I love to do stuff like that. So oh, sure, let's just do it. Well, all of that was opening me up and stuff without me knowing and realizing it was just opening me up. And then when we got to, I was noticing in my day-to-day life that little things were happening, where I would maybe hear things like in the back of the car or something like that. I'm just feeling like there's some person around me. And then as when mom did finally have a session with me where she was, because she was a long time before she got to where she was contacting the SC, the higher self. And so it was a long time before I did that with her. It was always the other parts, but all of that was opening me up. Okay. So anytime you can get around this and do this work with it, do it because it's opening you up. So then we did the SC. Then that really did it because I'd met my guide by this point. I had, all of that was opening in my belief system and reinforcing that, which is huge. And so then we did the SC, and then I started noticing and experiences after that. I was having conversations now because I knew what it felt like. I know what these beings feel like. I'd met them, and so now I could trust them, and that's a big deal. It's acknowledging it, trusting, allowing, believing, all of that comes together, and you just keep opening up. And now it's day-to-day life. It's another part of me. You know, it's like this friend that I'm always with that I can talk to and ask questions, but it's there all the time and guiding, you know, so it's a part of me. So,
100%.
Tracy, you started earlier.
Yeah. Like, I never really know where my true starting point was. I remember being younger, like 6, 7, 8, somewhere in there, and hearing instructions to do certain things. Always drawn to, I lived on a farm growing up, and I'd follow the animals around. I would know when they had, like, the stray cats or the barn cats would have their kittens. I just knew it, and I'd go find them and tame them, and then that would make dad mad. They're supposed to be barn cats. We're not supposed to, we're supposed to catch the mice. Anyways, so I had a lot of intuitive things going on, not knowing what was actually happening. But the most pivotal thing was when my brother's best friend died in a car accident. And that really opened me up psychically because I was feeling, sensing, hearing him. That went on for years. That led me into wanting to know more about mediumship, more about psychic work. And then that led me into having a past life experience through dreams, which led me into wanting to know more about that, wanting to go into hypnosis, wanting to do that. And that started that journey. And then I took that journey that led me to you guys with QHHT. And then that journey led me into my level two class where I was blown wide open with the channeling. And so, yes, I agree with Julia. Go get a session if you want to start opening up. This takes you right into it. And the more people that have done it, I mean, your mom started this years ago. And I mentioned the 100th monkey earlier. There's been so many people that have had sessions that now we are just always connected to that SC. And it's the most beautiful thing to have somebody guide you to that, ask your questions, and be able to tap into those answers so easily. And just trust yourself, let it flow, do the things. You can't go wrong, I don't think, with a QHHT session. It takes you into not just alternate lifetimes, but it takes you into your higher self. It takes you into answers, helps you understand things. There's just so much. So that's been my journey. And now here we are, and it just keeps opening up more and more. It's like you think, wow, could there possibly be more? And then they go, oh, yeah, here. Yes. Let's give you
Here's
another.
the tip of the tip. Let's show you a little bit more of
Yeah.
the
Get a little more of the iceberg out here for you.
tip.
So yeah, it's an amazing journey, and it is a journey that's, can be like this, for certain. We've got our dark nights of the soul. We got the symptoms of the shift. We got each other to get each other through it. But I've been through a lot. I know you've been through a lot, Julia, and I wouldn't change any of it. Not to get
No,
where I am.
it's what brings you to this point.
Yeah.
It's...
So, yeah. What about you, Tiffany? You got 30 seconds.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's
Yeah,
very
I was going to say,
quickly.
we're at time. So, thank you so much, ladies. This has been a
Next
wonderful
time, Tiffany will
show.
tell you about hers.
That's right.
So wonderful. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you, Tiffany. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone in America. And love you all and have a wonderful time. And we'll see you next time.
Bye, everybody.